Burnout in students is a very real and potentially a very dangerous problem. So for those who have a balance of work, study and high-level sports, the chances of burnout have never been higher. I spoke to three different students who have managed to find success in their respective sports about how they balance their workloads and how they manage to de-stress. University student and A-grade rugby player Cameron Newell says his workload is very stressful.
Yeah, I would say mainly around mental health. It does get quite a struggle to sort of balance having to do everything to the best of your ability. Mainly, you normally have to sacrifice one, whether it be sort of your enjoyment or something like that. Things you do on a weekend sort of get taken away by having to do uni assessment and then obviously rugby games at the same time. So whilst the semesters are on, there's not too much room for having fun outside of rugby.
While it is evident that balancing such a heavy workload comes with mental struggles, Cameron has a plan on how to prevent it becoming too much.
I've been recently picking up different ways. I've started another sport, which is helping somewhat, playing golf on the weekends with my family, just on off times, seeing family and things like that. Definitely family-orientated things is a way for me to sort of take a step back from all the stress of assessment and the commitments that I have. So yeah, I would say time with family and things like that.
Spending time with family seems like a great way to wind down and avoid burnout. Students can try and incorporate this tactic if they feel the need to. University students and NBL 1 player Penelope Lynch shares the same sentiment as Cameron about the stress of the workload.
It's definitely stressful. I definitely need a diary to stay on top of everything. I was a full-time student last year, but during the NBL 1 season, it was so busy that I've gone to part-time this year.
However, while Cameron believes that studies come first and his sport might have to take the back seat, Penelope believes the opposite.
There isn't much of a balance in the first 6 months of the year during the NBL 1 season. It's a lot of just uni, basketball, work. There's no really downtime apart from sleeping. But yeah, staying on top of it, just with a diary, like I said, making sure you eat well, fuel yourself, and rest. Uni and work usually are the sacrifice because I love basketball, so I ask for a lot of days off sometimes, or I hand in an assignment a bit late.
The third and final viewpoint is one from promising cricket player and student Thomas Biggs. Tom talks about what helps him de-stress from his heavy workload.
But a release for me is physical activity, so like, you know, I can relax in inverted commas by, you know, going to the gym or going for a run or doing something like that, but it's separated from the structured training that's already put out during the week.
Tom kindly offers guidance to current and future students that may be prone to suffering from burnout.
I think when you're first starting out, it's very easy to fall into the frame of mind of trying to please everybody and trying to do everything all at once. Just that aspect of giving and taking and knowing what works for you. So some people enjoy the intensity and enjoy, you know, having been full throttle all the time, and then other people enjoy having downtime and, you know, not necessarily doing everything all at once. So it's just finding what works for you and prioritising, I guess, which is very important.
That was three different viewpoints from three student athletes on just how stressful their workloads are and the precautions they take to minimise the chances of burnout. Hopefully, these tips shared by Cameron, Penelope and Tom help other students deal with burnout.